Darius Rucker on the phone, Woo! Everybody. Or as Darius, I have to tell you, as Dana called you once, and it's lived on forever now, Derek.
I am so embarrassed.
Oh, come on.
I went to say Darius and Rucker at the same time, and it came out Derek, and then I've never said anyone's first name ever since.
That's okay. You can call me whatever you want. As long as you keep calling me, I'm good.
There you go. It's true. She calls everyone Mr. and Miss now. Like
say,
me.
Sir. Hello, ma'am.
I kind of dig the respect. That's I'm not going to lie, Darius. So thank you, Derek. Appreciate it. So things are getting, well, first off, you were like everywhere last week. It was like the Darius Rucker week everywhere.
Yeah, all of a sudden people were calling me up to be on TV. That was kind of crazy, but it was fun. We traveled around a little bit, but it was fun.
You did Idol. You did, yeah. Like, name off all the things. You know you were there, but just in case the big time listener missed it, we have them all at thebigtimeonline.com. It was Idol and then the Today Show and this. The Jimmy Fallon, I only want to thank the troops, was amazing.
That was funny. That was really good. That was really good. They wrote that.
I was going to ask who wrote that. It was brilliant.
One of the writers wrote it. They called me and asked if I'd be interested in doing it. Of course. And they sent me the lyrics. I was like, this is great. This is genius. It's funny. It's also very, very appropriate and very, you know, giving big props to the troops, and I thought it was fun. They really did a great job with it.
If you haven't seen it, again, go to thebigtimeonline.com because you wouldn't believe how much Darius appreciates a man in uniform until you actually hear it.
That was fun.
So great. And next time you're here, I'm going to make you sing with me. I'm just going to sing, and then I'll see if you pick up.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, I'll just run with it. No one can shut me up, let me tell you.
Hey, I'll sing with you anytime.
I love you so much. Congratulations on your number one for the first time.
Thank you very much. That was pretty cool.
And a historic number one because it follows Kane Brown. Am I correct, Jackie?
Yep.
Yes.
So this is the first time two black men, or I think two black people of any sexual persuasion, have been on the charts. Like, I don't think there's been any women who've done it either, Jackie. Am I right?
That's right.
No, it's the first time. And the funny thing is, Kane is the one who pointed out to me a couple of weeks ago. Him and I become really good friends, and he texted me, you know, I texted him, you're about to be number one. He texted me back, you're going to be right behind me. I don't think that's ever happened before. He said, you think anybody's going to notice it? I was like, I think it might get noticed.
Yeah, you think you're going to make the cover of Ebony now, Darius?
I doubt it. Kane will probably make it before I do.
Well, maybe he'll bring you along. He does call you his Uncle Darius when he comes in, so...
He's Mike. I mean, him and I, he reached out to me, and I didn't want to force myself into his life or anything, and he reached out to me, and ever since then, we've just become really good friends. He's just a great kid, and I'm proud of him, and, you know, I'm proud that he feels that way about me.
Yeah, it's really, I tell you what, this day and age, I tell you, it's something great to see. Love it.
Oh, sure. I love him, for sure.
The song, this is going to, bear with me here for a second. The old song, Paul McCartney, Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Do me a favor.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Open the door and let him in. Paul McCartney took this lyric that people say every day and made a gazillion dollars.
Yes, he did.
So when was the last time you did something for the first time? Did you find that somewhere or did you guys, when you wrote it, make it up?
No. It was like Derek George, when we got together, he had the idea. And I loved it. And the first thing I did is what I do when anytime a great idea like that comes in this writing session, the first thing I do is like Google it to see if there's ever been a song, you know, titled that or a song that's ever been a song anywhere. And it never happened. I was like, wow, I can't believe that's never been the title of a song. And you know, we wrote it and I'm glad those guys came up with, because when we started writing it, my first thought was, wow, all the stuff I said I was going to do when I was a kid, I could actually do now, and I'm not doing any of them. And that's made me start thinking about all the stuff in life that I want to do before I'm not here anymore. And
right.
It really opened my eyes to a whole bunch of stuff, for sure.
Well, I would have you guys like jump on the copyright, because I was telling Jackie earlier, I'm scrolling through my Instagram, and I see it's a little boutique, cool little hotel, not in this country, a very cool thing. And that was their caption. When was the last time you did something for the first time? And it was like, oh, I'm telling Darius about this. Because if there's money to be had, I want my man to know about these things.
I'm suing him.
All right, there you go. Yeah,
done.
A small place.
Send me the link.
I'm sure they can handle you in court, no problem. So you, in addition to having the number one song off an amazing album, you're hitting the road this summer with Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, very excited about that. You know, tours were going so great, and just out of the blue, you know, we were planning on what we're trying to figure out what we're going to do this year. You know, if we're going to do a mega ticket or we're going to, you know, do it on our own. And I get a phone call from Charles going, you know, hey, man, what you're interested in co-headlining? And I was like, I'm always interested in playing with you guys, you know, and it just, we talked about it, and it seemed like a great thing to do. Just go out and, you know, play together and have fun and make it a big, fun show for our fans. And I can't wait to get out that game. It's going to be a lot of golf play. There's going to be a lot of whiskey drinks. It'll be a fun tour.
I was going to ask you if you still have fun out on the road because you've been doing it for so long, but I think you just answered my question. So, yeah.
I do.
Course,
I still
golf
have,
course and a I, bottle of whiskey.
I love it. I love, and especially now. Nowadays, I get to have my 13-year-old son with me everywhere. Aww. I go. And, you know, we play a lot of golf together and hang out. And I can't believe that I've been on the big stage for 25 years.
Yeah.
And I'm still getting to sell, still selling places out and still having number one songs and all that stuff. It's just crazy.
And it's good for us, too, because I got to tell you, dude, when I only get tickets to your show because I'm in the business, because I tell you, I never made it to one Hootie show. I couldn't get tickets. It's true. I'm lucky I know people now. I might have to pay for them, but at least I can get them, and I'm happy to be there.
No, you don't have to pay for them. You call me, I got you.
All right, love. I swear to you, Derek, I got to say,
Derek.
I love you.
Don't encourage her.
Sir.
Darius, thank you so much for calling up. The big time audience loves you. You know that we love you.
Oh, I love you too. You know I do.
For the first time, the number one country tune in the nation. Fantastic. Off an amazing album. Woo! And with a great summer coming up. Darius Rucker, the one, the only. Thank you so much, my friend.
Oh, great talking to you guys. I'll talk to you all later. Much love.